Some part of me instinctively knew that the time had come to face the music, to turn inward and keep to myself. I didn't know how important that decision would turn out to be. As I went up the steps to meet Sergio, the massage therapist, something inside began to feel wobbly and a little scared. I wondered what that was all about, and dismissed it as I rang the bell. A lady with a kind face answered. With very reassuring tones, she took me into her treatment room, which was warm and clean and somehow nurturing in a simple, homely way. I asked her what the teddy bears on the chair were for. Oh, for the kids when they come here. It makes them feel secure. Some adults like them, too. I smiled and got the feeling that they were really there for the adults. It seemed a little quaint, but sweet, just the same. She was burning some fragrant incense and had pictures of a couple of spiritual masters she had studied with. Though massage was her specialty, I could see she had a great love of spirit and probably had the same thirst for learning that I do. We got to chatting before we started, and I told her the whole story from beginning to end, that it was my firm belief that emotional memories are stored in the cells of the body and get passed on from one cell generation to the next, and that the real healing begins when you let go of these old cellular memories. I prayed with all my heart to finally face whatever was stored inside that tumor. I hoped she could help. I admitted to her that, being in the mind-body field myself, I'd probably tried and done everything over the past 20 years. I felt I'd experienced every healing technique available and figured I'd already handled all my emotional issues. So when my belly kept growing and growing, it never occurred to me that there could actually be something seriously wrong. I had to admit that perhaps I'd grown arrogant, thinking it couldn't happen to me. I let her know something that I hadn't shared with anyone else. How humbling it had been. How ashamed I felt. Not only to find out how large the tumor had grown, but also to realize how long I'd stayed in denial. I just hadn't wanted to believe that anything could possibly be wrong with me, as I was doing everything right. She stopped me to say, "You know, it sounds like you were doing everything right. It just seems to me like this must be some old stuff you need to get rid of." "But I feel like I've done every healing process on the planet." "Well, clearly your body doesn't think so. The fact that your emotional stuff has manifested at the physical level must mean that you're finally ready to face it and let it go." I knew she was right and nodded in quiet agreement. It seemed apparent that we shared the same beliefs about health, and I felt very comfortable. We continued swapping stories of various therapeutic practices and laughed at some of the more ridiculous things we'd done and tried when we were younger. Then we began sharing our different spiritual realizations. About 45 minutes slipped away before we both realized we were taking up precious therapy time. Before we started, I made a silent prayer that I would have the courage to face whatever was stored inside that tumor. I then opened and surrendered inwardly and allowed myself to expand into the stillness that had been my constant companion throughout my journey. I knew instinctively that it was definitely from the stillness that all the answers would come, not from my personality, and certainly not from my chattering mind. If my thinking mind was to have come up with the answers, it would have done so by now. As it hadn't, my only route was trust. Trust in a deeper wisdom, the wisdom responsible for making my heart beat, my eyes shine, my hair grow. Trust in the infinite intelligence responsible for making my cells replicate. Trust in the part of me that is awake when I'm asleep at night. I knew I would have to trust and surrender into my very essence, into the real me, into what felt like home to me. As she began massaging me, I closed my eyes and felt myself relaxing ever more deeply into peace. And once again, I had the experience of time standing still, my senses fully alive, and yet my mind completely at rest, with a presence of peace that seemed vast without boundaries. I felt myself connected with everything. While massaging, Serja suggested, why don't you, in your mind's eye, take some steps right down into your tumor and see what it looks like down there? Her suggestion seemed so obvious, but somehow it felt right. So I decided to do just that. When I got inside my uterus, I didn't like what I saw. It was pretty scary looking. And more than once I thought, I'm getting out of here. I don't want to see all this. But my inner wisdom kept reminding me that I was here for a reason. And so once again I prayed for the courage to face whatever it was I needed to face. I was certain I was going to find something I just couldn't bear to see. As I was walking about inside the tumor, I came to an area that seemed particularly dark. As I approached the area, I could sense an intense feeling of fear emanating from the walls. Spontaneously, an old memory of an intense childhood trauma flashed before me. Instantly, my doubting thinking mind checked in and said, oh, it can't be that. I already know all about that memory. I've long since dealt with that issue and put it to bed. It wasn't even that big a deal. It can't be the cause of what's going on in here. Blah, 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 blah. As Serja continued to massage, I shyly relayed the judgments my thinking mind was making. She said reassuringly, well, your body wisdom is probably coming up with that particular memory for a reason. For now, why don't you just go with what's coming up for you? Even if your thinking mind is doubting it, what have you got to lose? And so I continued watching the memory. In my mind, I found myself going through the scene as if in living color and in slow motion. Surprisingly, unexpected emotions that I had buried and long since forgotten seemed to be arising, and the true expression of how I felt at the time seemed to be surfacing. I hadn't realized how intensely I had felt at the time. I'd been too successful even then at masking my true emotions by putting on a brave face. Tears quietly streamed down my cheeks. I felt very private, and I didn't want to say much to Serge about it. And yet there was a great relief in finally just being real with myself, taking the mask off, and letting myself experience the incredible vulnerability and helplessness that I felt as a young child in that memory. I was finally letting myself feel the natural emotions that I hadn't let myself experience at the time of the trauma. Somehow, even as a small child, I'd learned that I wasn't allowed to show my true feelings, and more important, I hadn't been able to admit them to myself. So in a very simple, pure way, I was finally allowing myself to experience what had been there all along. I had never really forgotten this old memory, and the, quote, discovery of it was no real revelation. What came as a surprise was the intensity of my true feelings. I'd been so successful in putting a lid on them that I'd managed to convince myself that it wasn't even that important. I shared a little of what I was going through with Serja, and gently she asked me, do you feel complete? I checked inside with the inner wisdom. No. Well, why don't you imagine a little campfire and put all the people in your memory there with you? And why don't you have a fireside chat and find out why the other people were behaving as they did? And let them know your true feelings. Let the younger you talk to them as if they were here right now. Once again, what she said seemed like a good idea, so I thought, I'll give it a go. I have nothing to lose. Meanwhile, I was still getting a lovely, relaxing massage. Serja instinctively seemed to know in which area I was carrying tension, and she would ease it as I carried on with my internal processing. Inside my mind's eye, I pictured myself at a crackling campfire. Both my parents were there. They looked so much younger and dressed in the corny style of the 1950s. And the 4-year-old me, who had gone through the emotional memory, was standing there in her little dress, looking very unprotected and unsure of herself. The present me was also there, so I decided to go over to the younger me and invite her to sit in my lap so that she could feel safe and comforted. I was very surprised at what was said at the campfire. I hadn't realized how intensely the younger me had felt about this old memory. It seemed the little me had a lot of unexpressed pain to share. She finally said what she had been unable to say for years. It seemed as if years of pain poured out of her. When she seemed empty of words, I turned to my parents and asked why they had behaved as they did. I was equally surprised to hear what was going on for them at the time, and tears of compassion sprang to my eyes as I finally understood the source of their pain and how frustrated and helpless they felt. My sister had drowned at the age of 4, and unfortunately, their inexpressible pain would sometimes get directed at the rest of us. The fireside chat continued until we'd all finally emptied ourselves out, having shared from our deepest hearts. And my little childhood self finally, for the very first time, truly understood why and how everything had taken place. I was left in peace. Peace, simplicity, and true understanding. I related a very condensed version of what had taken place to Serja, and she asked me once again if I finally felt complete with this old issue. I checked inside. No. There's still something niggling me inside, and I don't know what it is. It's just a feeling that something else needs to take place. I felt at a loss. I knew there was no sense in turning to my thinking mind. It would only give me some obvious, logical-seeming answer that had already been unsuccessful in helping me to heal. Or it would judge me and tell me how stupid this all was. So, once again, I felt myself opening and trusting and surrendering into the silence. I knew the answers would come from there, as the silence became very vast, very pervasive. My thinking mind was arrested, and once again, I felt awed by the beauty of the peace that seemed to be emanating from my soul. My thoughts came to rest. A silence seemed to fill the room. From the depths of the silence, I heard the words, or rather somehow experienced them. You need to forgive your parents. It hit me like a stone. I knew it was the truth. It was so obvious. But it had never occurred to me before. So in my mind's eye, I reconstructed the campfire and put my parents by the fire. Then inwardly, the younger me forgave both of them in the innocent way that children forgive. I felt as if my heart was breaking as the words of forgiveness came from my lips. Forgiveness was absolutely authentic and came from the very depths of my soul. Tears streamed down my cheeks. Peace washed through my body, the peace of completion. A simple knowing arose from within, a knowing that the story was over. As I lay there on the massage table, I began to feel a subtle but palpable energy coursing through my arms and legs, and then throughout my whole body. Somewhere deep within, I knew the tumor's healing had begun. After a short while, Serja gently let me know that it was time for the session to end. 2 hours had gone by. It seemed so much quicker than that. Gently I sat up, feeling a little lightheaded, and she handed me a glass of water. She suggested that I might like to go back to the bed and breakfast, maybe have some soup, take a rest, and just allow things to continue to process inside. I nodded silently. I didn't feel much like talking, and quietly prepared to get down off the massage table. Inwardly, my doubting thinking mind had slowly crept back and was now in full force, saying things like, "This wasn't that big a deal. So you found an old memory, so what? You've done this kind of thing before, been there, done that, got the t-shirt. All this was just in your mind, in your imagination," and so on and on. I slipped off the table, my mind chattering away, and reached for my clothes. As I put my arm out to grab my trousers, I felt wildly off balance. Woozy and wobbly all over. I had to grab for a chair to sit down. In that instant, my mind stopped all criticism. and quietly turned all of its focus to what was going on in my body. I thought, shit, something is happening here. Something big. And I reached down to touch my taut as a drum belly to find it had actually gone just a tiny bit soft. I thought I must be dreaming. Things can't happen this quickly. My mind began to race. It couldn't comprehend what was taking place. I felt sick all over. All I wanted to do was just go lie down. My husband Bob was already out in the living room, waiting for me, and I didn't want him to see how sick I was feeling. I felt extremely disoriented. I could feel that things inside were shifting rapidly, but if I had to explain what I meant by that, I knew I couldn't. Gently, I made my way into the car. When I got to my room at the bed and breakfast, I was unbelievably grateful just to slip into the clean white sheets and just snuggle down and rest. While whatever it was that was taking place took place. I continued processing through the day, and during the night, I slept fitfully. I woke up the next morning feeling weak and vulnerable, uncomprehending. Everything was happening so quickly. It felt as if the molecules in my body were buzzing and shifting, and when I touched what had been my hard, pregnant-feeling tummy, it felt like jelly. For 3 days, I was weak and disoriented. I felt somehow raw and exposed as my body seemed to go about the process of doing what it knew how to do. I was absolutely certain of one thing. I wasn't in charge. My body wisdom had powerfully taken over and was transforming my cells naturally, perfectly, of its own accord, without me having to think about a thing. Strangely, my mind finally shut up. It had no more judging comments to make. The fact that things were working perfectly well without its interference was so powerfully evident, it had nothing more to say about it. I rested in a peace that was all enveloping. I felt very childlike, innocent, completely content not to understand any part of what was taking place internally. I just rested easily in the sweet, all-embracing acceptance that was present. The intelligence of the body wisdom was working its own miracle inside. And all I could do was rest in gratitude and surrender. As I rested in quiet contemplation, it occurred to me that all along I had thought this tumor was clinging to me, when in fact, I had been clinging to it, protecting myself from the memory and painful feelings stored there. And when I finally discovered the emotional patterns and memories connected to it and finished the story, that's when the need for the tumor finally finished. Once the issues were completed, healed, and forgiven, the tumor was able to leave. It had fulfilled its purpose and given me its teaching. It seemed as if I had literally put the painful memory into a package and put a lid on it. Then the cells had grown and grown to keep the old memory encapsulated, protecting me from having to face it over the years. Or so it seemed, looking back on it.